Welcome, everyone, to our deep dive. We're really excited today to unpack Pastor Kent Wagner's sermon from this past Sunday at Harmony Christian Church.
Yeah, from false realities to new creation. It definitely gave us a lot to chew on.
It really did. Mm-hmm. And the idea here is to just talk through some of the main points, especially for all of us heading into our Connect groups this week. Get the conversation started, you know?
Absolutely. Kent covered some, well, challenging ground, didn't he? About how we see things.
He sure did. It definitely made me think, maybe even squirm a little in my seat, if I'm honest.
Me too, because it forces you to look at perspectives you just take for granted, things maybe you haven't even realized are shaping you.
Exactly. So, okay, let's get into it. Kent kicked things off with that story. It was pretty memorable.
Oh, the one from his time in Kansas with the Ziploc bag?
Yeah, that one. The lady in his office who was convinced, absolutely convinced, she was coughing up bugs and worms.
And she had this bag full of used Kleenexes as proof. Wow.
Right. And Kent warned us, it's a little gross, but it painted such a vivid picture.
And his aside, they did not prepare me for this in Bible college. That got a laugh, but it also showed how unexpected these things can be.
Totally. But the story wasn't just about, you know, a strange situation.
No, it was the perfect setup for his main point about living in a false reality.
He described that small town thing, how everyone at the store would be nice to her face.
Mm-hmm. Give her sympathy, but like behind her back, everyone knew something wasn't right.
But nobody actually said anything to her. Nobody challenged the delusion directly.
Which is fascinating, isn't it? How we sometimes enable those false realities, maybe out of politeness or discomfort.
And Ken quickly made it relatable. It wasn't just about her. He mentioned parents, you know, the ones who insist that's not my child.
Yeah.
When there's clear evidence of a problem.
Or friends stuck in bad relationships saying, no, no, he loves me, when everyone else sees the red flags.
We've all seen versions of that, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe even done it ourselves in smaller ways.
Exactly. And that was Kent's big punch. It's easy to label the Kleenex story as like wackadoodle, his words. But the uncomfortable truth is, maybe lots of us, maybe most of us, are living inside our own false realities, just maybe less dramatic ones.
That really sets the stage, doesn't it, for where he went next?
Yeah, the core idea.
Which was, Kent said, as a Christian, you have entered into a different reality than the one that you were born in. That's huge.
Huge. But then the kicker.
The kicker. A lot of us are still living like the other reality is the only reality that there is. We're chasing what the world calls real, not the eternal reality we're supposedly part of now.
So he didn't just leave it there. He went straight to scripture to show us what this new reality actually is, how transformative it is.
First up was 2 Corinthians 5.12.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. New creation, not just, you know, slightly improved.
Yeah, Kent used that amazing imagery of God speaking things into existence. Yeah. Like, poof, creation happens. And then he applied that to us. He even used that pretty blunt analogy about his pre-Jesus self, comparing it to a bell turd.
Huh. Yeah, he did. But it made the point right. The transformation is radical. From that to something entirely new created by God.
Totally. Then he brought in Colossians 1.13.
For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. Rescued. Brought us into.
And he fleshed out dominion of darkness. Could be a past you regret, unhealthy relationships.
Right, or addiction, or like he said, spending every night in the bar feeling totally alone. Things that hold power over you.
And Jesus literally pulled you out of that scene, that dominion.
Into a completely different kingdom, a different reality.
Then Philippians 3.20, which really seemed to resonate this week.
Yeah, but our citizenship is in heaven.
And we eagerly await a savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. Citizenship, that's a strong word.
It is. And Kent tied it directly to, you know, patriotism and national identity, which is so charged right now.
He mentioned talking to a friend who was really struggling with all the division in America. And Kent's take was, look, America might have the best system humans have ever come up with for trying to do government, but it's still flawed. It's not ultimate.
And that led to his really profound statement, my politics are the kingdom of heaven.
Wow. Yeah.
Meaning, for a Christian, our primary citizenship, our core allegiance, isn't earthly anymore. It's been revoked here and entered into the kingdom of heaven.
So we're basically foreigners and aliens here. That's a mind shift.
It really is. And just to drive it home, he used Jesus' own words.
From John 17, right?
Yeah.
Jesus praying for his followers.
Yep, verse 16. They are not of this world, even as I am not of it. straight from Jesus.
And Ken contrasted that with how we often live, how we work our tails off for worldly success, for more stuff, more privilege, more influence.
The TikToker analogy he used, trying to get noticed, get likes in this reality.
When Jesus says, fundamentally, you're not of this reality anymore.
No. So putting it all together, Ken's saying, spiritually, we are brand new creations, rescued from darkness, citizens of heaven, part of God's kingdom, and fundamentally not of this world.
That's an incredible truth. Just incredible.
Well,
but yeah, here's where it got, like you said, uncomfortable. Because Kent just asked point blank, most of us don't live that way. I mean, do you?
Oof. Yeah. That hit hard.
He talked about compartmentalizing, you know, the business is business idea, where faith stays over here and life happens over there.
Mm-hmm. Like the kingdom reality doesn't apply Monday to Friday.
And then the zinger about where we get our values. He said, many Christians get them more from TikTok and Facebook Reels than they do from the scripture.
Ouch. And the challenge to compare screen time with time in the Word.
Hmm.
Yeah, that was convicting for a lot of us, I bet.
Definitely for me.
Because as Ken pointed out, the kingdom of God's reality is often upside down compared to the world's false reality. They operate on totally different principles.
Why don't we live in it more?
And that's when he brought back the Kleenex lady, remember?
Oh, yeah. How could you forget?
He said when we cling to the trash of this world, thinking it's the only reality, then, quote, we are all the ladies sitting in my office with a bag full of snotty Kleenexes.
Whoa. That's blunt. Clinging to our own delusions, our own false realities, even if they're harmful or just empty.
Exactly. Powerful imagery.
But it wasn't just diagnosis. He then introduced the theme for this new series, didn't he?
Yes. Jesus must become greater.
And he used the story of John the Baptist to illustrate it.
Right. Describing John as this, like, wild character, eating bugs and honey, wearing camel skin. Not exactly mainstream.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
And the story unfolds. John baptizes Jesus. Jesus starts his own ministry, also baptizing.
And John's crowds start shrinking. Jesus' crowds get bigger.
You can just imagine his disciples getting anxious, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jealous, maybe. John, what are we going to do? Offer a 2-for-1.
Kent joked about maybe a Chick-fil-A coupon for every baptism.
Hmm. But John's response, after thinking about it, it was just stunning.
So simple, so profound. He must become greater. I must become less.
Wow. Just let that sink in. No defensiveness, no marketing plan, just pure humility and understanding his place.
Total surrender to the bigger picture.
So the big question Kent landed on for us is why? Why do we struggle to let Jesus be greater? Why do we cling to our false realities?
And his diagnosis was pretty direct.
Yeah. We believe we are the king. Simple as that. We think the story is about us.
He said, blunt again, you are not the center of the story.
And his proof, look at our prayers. How often are they, God, what's your will for me? It's all filtered through the self.
We listen to ourselves, our own inner monologue, more than anything else.
That's true, isn't it?
And he used that great groomsman analogy from John the Baptist.
Right. John knew he wasn't the main event. He was the best man, the groomsman.
She's not my bride. That's his bride. He knew his role was to point to Jesus.
Kent even related it to being a pastor, doing weddings, and telling young pastors, remember, the church is Jesus' bride. He'll take care of her. Don't try to be the bridegroom.
It's about knowing your place.
Which led to his challenge for us, especially thinking about connect groups. Do you know your place in the story?
Are we trying to be the main character?
Or do we recognize that Jesus is the king, the queen, the center? He's the one, the whole story, all of creation, is pointing towards. It's not about us.
It really reframes everything.
So practically, how do we live this out? Kent challenged us to really examine, does my life show Jesus as king or that I am?
And then he gave us that exercise.
The 3 minutes of silence, which felt really long in the service, didn't
it? Oh, yeah. Uncomfortable. But the prayer was so simple.
Jesus, you must become greater. I must become less. Just repeating.
And he suggested specific areas to apply it, like ambition.
Our careers, our goals, our personal drives, asking for even sinful desires that still have a hold of me to lessen so Christ's newness can be greater.
Then resources, our time, talents, money.
Yeah, he gave those sharp examples like, are you coaching other people's kids but neglecting your own family time?
Or spending tons on travel sports but not saving for college. Where are your resources truly going? Does it reflect Jesus as king?
And the third one was recognition influence.
The America's Got Talent thing. Wanting the world to see how great I am. Wanting to be an influencer.
He warned, if that's the main drive, Jesus will never be king in your life. You can't serve both self-glory and his glory.
It's a constant battle, isn't it?
It really is. And those 3 minutes of silence, they kind of proved his point about how easily distracted we are.
Totally. Shows how tied up we are in the world, as Kent put it.
And he circled back one last time to the lady with the Kleenexes.
Right. Her absolute conviction, but then Kent's intervention.
Sending her for help, which felt meany maybe, but was actually compassionate. Getting her to the truth.
And the doctors gave her the help she needed, the prescription that brought clarity.
Which led to the spiritual parallel.
Yeah, the stark warning. Some people are just stuck living in this reality of this world, this dominion of darkness. He didn't shy away from the seriousness of that.
But then the hope, the prescription God offers.
From Ezekiel, hundreds of years before Jesus. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh.
Wow. A heart transplant, essentially. From stone hard, dead, unresponsive to flesh alive, feeling responsive to God.
That's the ultimate fix for living in false reality.
And the call to action was simple. Turn to him. Confess, repent, choose the new life.
Acknowledge our king who actually died for us, unlike any earthly ruler.
And importantly, he mentioned the prayer team, the people in the green lanyards.
Yeah, making it clear that asking for prayer, seeking help with this stuff, isn't weakness or embarrassment.
It's actually how the church becomes what the church was meant to be.
Yeah.
Supporting each other in moving from stone hearts to hearts of flesh.
Don't hide it. Embrace our weakness, he said. Don't leave still clutching that heart of stone.
So, yeah, a really powerful message from Pastor Kent this week. Confronting those false realities, asking who is really king in our lives.
And it connects to everything, really.
Yeah.
Moving from being self-centered to Christ-centered isn't just like a nice idea. Kent presented it as the only way to live in true reality, the only path to real wholeness.
Definitely a lot for us to chew on in our Connect groups. So as you meet this week, maybe ask yourself, what really stood out to you from the sermon?
Yeah, what does it look like in your life with your ambitions, your time, your desire for recognition, for Jesus to become greater and you to become less?
Where might you be holding on to your own bag of snotty Kleenexes, you know, a false reality you need to let go of?
And what would it mean to really let God give you that heart of flesh in those specific areas, even the ones that feel really important to you right now?
Lots to pray about, lots to discuss. Thanks so much for diving deep with us today. We hope this helps kickstart some great conversations.
Yeah, looking forward to hearing how the discussions go. See you next time.